Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 55. This Perek continues the previous one, that is attempting to persuade Bnei Israel to accept the Geula. Come, listen to the words of Hashem, listen to words of Geula. Hoy kol tzamei l'chu l'mayim, v'asher ein lo kasef, l'chu shivru v'echlu u'l'chu shivru b'lo chasef, u'v'lo mechir yayin v'chalav. Come buy food and eat, and if you don't have money, come eat without paying. Hashem is saying that even if the people, Klal Yisrael, are not such great tzaddikim and don't have so many deeds, but are hungry for Devar Hashem, are hungry for the words of Torah, the words of Geula, Hashem won't charge us the price of sanctity or deeds or Torah as long as we want it. This is telling us that Devar Hashem, Torah and mitzvos, are not something to accomplish, but rather they are the nutritive source of our spiritual survival, without which we are lost in oblivion. Lama sishkelu chesef below lechem, v'igeachem below l'sav'a, shemu shamoa elayv ichlu tov, v'sisaneg badeshen nafshechem. Why spend money on something that is not even bread and lay out your earnings for something that doesn't even satisfy? Don't go elsewhere to get something that you can't even get what you want. People search to assuage their cravings, their yearnings, through all kinds of pleasure or pursuits, whether they're intellectual, social, physical. And people work hard at these pursuits. They spend money and effort. But even throughout them and throughout the supposed satisfaction of achieving these pursuits, it's as if they paid, but they never ate. They never ultimately find them satisfying. Hatu aznechem ulechu elai, shim'u uschi nafshechem, ve'echrasa lechem bris olam chasdei David hane'emanim. The bond Hashem cut for David HaMelech never finished. So come and listen. Listen and come to me, and you'll be revived. And I'll make you that everlasting covenant, that everlasting bris that I enforced with David HaMelech. As in Tehillim it says, Karasi bris livchiri. I chose David HaMelech and I made this bris with him that ultimately the rulership in the kingdom will never leave him. And so this will be fulfilled with the renewal of the kingdom in the times of Mashiach and Geula. And the pasuk continues with more on David. Hein ed le'umim nesativ, nagid umitzaveh le'umim. I made David HaMelech a leader of people, prince, and a commander. Hein goy lo seda tikra v'goy lo yida'ucha elecha yarutzu leman Hashem Elokecha v'lekdosh Yisrael ki fe'erach. How's it going to look when Mashiach will come and then the Malchus Beis David will come back through his offshoots? And even though all the Goyim don't believe in Mashiach now, when Mashiach will actually come, all the Goyim will acknowledge and subjugate themselves to him and acknowledge that he is the true leader. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Malachim a very revolutionary thought, that Yeshu and Muhammad also had a mission, and even though their religion was one of falsehood and sheker, and they pulled their believers to do very bad things, but the Rambam says because of them, the entire world acclimated itself to the concept of Mashiach, and so when the real Mashiach comes, they will have been prepared for it through the efforts of these nations. So until now, the Perek has been a call to Geula. And from this Pasuk on, this next one, it's a call to Teshuvah. And we all recognize the following words. Dirshu Hashem v'himatz'o kira'uhu b'yoso karov. Seek out Hashem when he is found. Call to him while he is near. And this Pasuk heralds the rest of the Perek, which is going to be the reading we're familiar with from Ta'anis Tzibor. From Ta'anuyos Tzibor, when there are public fasts, this is what is read. And the Pasuk is telling us we need to call to Hashem. And it's very interesting that there are times, and we mentioned this before, that Hashem is more accessible. And if you call him, you'll be able to find him. When is this? Chazal explain, Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. And other times of the year when Hashem is especially out there and willing to listen to his people. In Hasidic literature, the times of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah are compared to the concept of Melech Basadeh, the king in his field. All year round, it's very difficult to access a king. In order to get to him, it requires bureaucracy, red tape, appointments, and much intervention. But when the king is traveling, then he's out there in the field, and everyone, even the masses, can come and supplicate and ask and beseech, and everybody can try to get to reach him. And that is recognizable from the davening in the Tekufa of Yam Noraim. This is really what we want to do. We want to approach Hashem when he is near to us. Ya'azov rasha darko, v'ish aven machshevosav, V'yashav el Hashem v'yirachamehu v'el Elokeinu ki yarbeh l'sloach. Let the wicked people give up their ways. Let the sinful people give up their plans. Let them turn back to Hashem, and Hashem will forgive them. And we recognize these words too from Slichos and from the davening. To our Hashem who will freely forgive. Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem v'lo darchechem derachai ne'om Hashem. My plans are not your plans. My ways are not your ways, says Hashem. Ki gavhu shamayim me'aretz, ken gavhu derachai mi'derachechem. As the heavens are high above earth, that's how my ways, my thoughts, my ideas are so far above yours. U'machshevosai mi'machshevoseichem. And my plans above your plans. So this is almost like a conversation between a sinner and Hashem. Hashem tells us, do tshuva, because I'm available. Dirshu es Hashem bihi matzo. Come on, come to me. But the sinner doesn't believe it. The sinner's thinking, why should I be forgiven after all that I do? And Hashem is saying, change your mindset, think differently, and come back to me. All you have to do is, ya'azov rasha darko, leave your evil ways, and ish'aven machshav osav, and your plans, your ways of thinking. So the Rasha thinks, the sinner thinks, you're telling me to change the way I think? And if I only change the way I think, you're going to forgive me? But I'm holding all my sins in my hands. You're talking about a person whose entire being is off kilter. And so he's thinking, why is Hashem forgiving me when I'm really a person who's unworthy of forgiveness? A sinner himself doesn't believe in this and doesn't take it seriously. So Hashem says, no, our thoughts and our mindsets are entirely different. You're thinking in human terms and not in the terms that Hashem thinks. Hashem doesn't have ka'as and anger the way that we think about it, and he doesn't have reproachment or nechama the way that we imagine it. You can't understand Hashem's mindset. So Hashem says, just come back and I will take you back in. Pasuk 10 until the end refer to the world and its consummate order. Ki ka'asher yered hageshem v'hashelag min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv ki im heva es ha'aretz v'holida v'hitzmicha v'nasan zera l'zorea v'lechem le'echol. Just as there's rain in the summer and times of growth and winds, the world runs on its axis. The rain drops from heaven, then never comes back and brings forth vegetation, brings forth all kinds of botanical goodies that allow us to sow bread for eating. Kein yeh devari asher yetzei mipi lo yashuv elai rekam, ki im asa es asher chafatzti v'hitzliach asher shelachtev. In the same way that the world has an order, the havtacha to the geula is part of this. It's built in. Those will my words be. I said something, it will never be returned empty-handed until my will be done. So this concept of the geula and Hashem's promise being as inherent as the day-to-day workings of the earth and the sky and nature is tremendously comforting. Just as our world has its set order, the Ge'ula, the redemption, is built in to that order. It's a part of the Bria of creation. It's a cosmic truth. You do tshuva, and I'll make it happen. Ki v'simcha seitzeyu uv'shalom tuvalun, heharim v'hagva'os yiftichu lefneichem rina, v'chol atzei hasadeh. We recognize these words. So many joyous songs have been set to this pasuk. You're going to leave in joy, meaning come home to the galus, from galus, and come home to geula. Be led home secure, and before you, your mountain and hills are going to shout too aloud, and they're going to. All the trees of the field are going to clap their hands. Tachas hanatzutz ya'aleh v'rosh, v'sachas hasirpad ya'aleh hadas, v'hayala Hashem l'shem la'os olam lo yikares. More miracles of geula. That different vegetation will be replaced with mightier vegetation. Instead of a briar, a cypress will rise up. Instead of a nettle, a myrtle will rise up. And these will be the testimony to Hashem, signs that his words will never die. And these signs will ultimately last forever. And the message of the Perek is rooted, just as we had mentioned before, the Machlokas and the Gemara that we discussed. Will the Geula be tied to the Tshuva process or not? Will Klal Yisrael need to do teshuva before Mashiach will come? Here the Perek states differently that you do need to do teshuva, dear Shu Hashem behimatzo, and you must come back. And the Rambam states, Ein Yisrael negalim ela b'tshuva. The only way that Klal Yisrael can be redeemed is through teshuva. But in this Perek we also learn that Hashem guarantees that we do teshuva. He won't let us go without. So here he begs us, dear Shu, seek it out. Come to me. I'm telling you again and again, Dear Shu Hashem Behimatso, come find me when I'm accessible. Come to me, come to me. And then the Geula will come. And so it's up to us. If we do our part, if we find Hashem when He is looking for us, then we will merit the Geula speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. L'Iloy Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka, Bas Alexander Sender.